making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think they're scared and should be scared to some degree of Kyrie walking in 2019. I know he had a great year, but you know there are people in Cleveland that will tell you that the Knicks should be considered a real threat for Kyrie Irving, because Kyrie had talked about it, you know, playing with the Knicks with some players in that Cleveland locker room, from what I was told. Things can change. Obviously, you go to Boston, you become the face of the franchise, you're on a winning team, maybe the mindset's changed significantly, but, you know, with Rozier, he's not Kyrie, and you want Kyrie to be your starter, but, you know, if Kyrie decides to walk, I wouldn't let Rozier out of my sight until I get Kyrie locked in.
Chris Mannix on his podcast last week talking about the Celtics and Kyrie Irving and their future together, that the Celtics should have some level of fear about Kyrie bolting, referenced the Knicks and how he once told the people in Cleveland that, or his teammates in Cleveland, that the Knicks were his ultimate destination. Got to get to New York, got to get to the Knicks.
He's unique, you know, meaning just the whole package, everything about him. you know, doing the movie. He's an outward thinker. Went to Duke. Hell of a talent. He's pretty articulate. Just, it's classified under unique. And sometimes when you have that type of stuff that all mixes. The one thing we like love about Gronkowski, it seems like, I'm just a football player, man. I lift weights, I work out, and all I do is play ball. Yeah, he does all that other stuff, but that's not serious stuff. The wrestling, the movies, and all that. It seems like with Kyrie, he wants to be serious about it. Like, I want to do everything. And you just got to be careful with these guys to make sure they're all in. They really love being here. They really love playing for your team. See, even with Gronkowski, with all that stuff, I think he loves playing the game. And loves being here. Loves playing with that quarterback. Can never see him saying, boy, I need to go elsewhere to play with a different quarterback to prove I can do it. Seems like that's the case with Kyrie. You know, you're with the greatest player in the world, and you guys could have went to the NBA Finals each and every year. Oh, by the way, that team still went without you. Now, I know you weren't healthy. And you got shut down at the end of the year, but they still went. They probably still would have went if you were on that team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just got to be careful with this guy, I think.
Well, Kyrie did a story in the New York Times over the weekend. The headline was, Kyrie Irving doesn't know if the earth is round or flat. He does want to discuss it.
I mean.
By Sopan Deb, the writer for the New York Times, who had this story. I'm going to hit on the Celtics stuff first, and the basketball items in this story first. He says, it must have been very difficult. This is a Q&A. It must have been very difficult watching from the sidelines as the Celtics advance in the playoffs. How is your knee rehab going? And his answer is, I'm taking it one day at a time. You know, it's just a process, getting back into the swing of things. It's a different offseason for me. It's a lot more time focusing on my body and getting mentally prepared for next season. I'm just super proud of the guys and what they accomplished. They really stuck together throughout everything. Obviously, Game 7 didn't necessarily go the way we all planned, but I mean, those guys, they gave it all throughout the whole playoff run.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
A lot of people have a problem without the word we in it. Because when you're out of it and you're shut down, it is tough to be on injured reserve or to sit there and watch your teammates play. And you're sort of caught up in rehab world. You're dealing with your own issues physically. It's hard to put your mind into what they're doing because you're not doing it. That's what they did. Meaning Terry Rozier, Jason Tatum.
Yep.
You know, Jaylen Brown.
I mean, those guys, meaning all the guys on his team, I don't read
he's
into
been
it.
There.
I know some people have.
The kids
by
been
saying
on the
they
sideline.
Instead of we or our team. You know, those guys, they, as if he's, you know, separate from it and not a part of the team.
He's been on the bench with them pretty much the entire thing. He wasn't there, which threw up some red flags for some people because he had the throat issue. That's what? Adenoids removed? Or throat, nose, whatever you want to call it. It's in
what?
The back. You're adenoids. He had his adenoids, right?
Who did?
Kyrie. That's what he had removed, right? Wasn't it adenoids?
In a deviated septum.
I'm sorry, deviated septum.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Throat surgery.
I'm like, what?
Whatever the hell
is. I didn't know what he was. I'm like, when did that happen? What, did I miss something?
He had his snoring fixed. He had his face rebuilt.
He had his nose fixed.
Yeah.
Deviated septum.
Look, still Gordon runs Hayward down looked at Tatum coming off the floor and said, we'll be back again. After that final game, Game 7. Use the word we.
See, but when you're being interviewed for a story, consider the setting. You're not with the team then. The season's over. You're talking about something that they accomplished.
I just can't get over the fact that you think the septum runs down your throat.
Well, because if you have snoring and you can't breathe, okay, like I can't do it. It's like it's all related.
Yeah, it's all related. No, it's all related.
You ever have sinuses and have it just run down the back? Oh. Yeah.
I have that. I have the deviated septum.
Yeah.
Never got it fixed, though.
I'm not fixing that sucker.
That's a lot of work. A
couple buddies that had that surgery, and it's not fun.
They got to, like, pack it after the fact for, like, I think it's, like, 2 weeks.
I've had the surgery.
I don't think that's something you want
to
deal with.
I've had my nose broken when I was in high school and had the whole side cave in.
I did. I broke my nose.
Put the both rods up and they're re-breaking it and resetting it. Half awake. That's fun. Ugh. No, thank you.
It's like twice in a touch of my nose. Twice in a matter of like 6 months. So anyway, let's go back to Kyrie because there was a quote that got left out of the story. I don't know how this ended up on the cutting room floor, so to speak, but this did. The writer left this out and then later tweeted it. It says, when you're watching the NBA Finals, what's been running through your mind? Obviously, you guys came close but didn't make it there this year. Do you look at the Celtics as a long-term destination for you, or are you taking it year by year? You tell me if this is a committed answer by Kyrie Irving. Well, I mean, I know that question is going to come up a lot over the next year. Wait a minute, what? We're out of the gate, we're talking about the question? And he says, just based upon where my deal is, and, you know, that time will arise, and when it does, I think I'll have a better, clear, concise answer for a lot of people that are going to ask. Yeah, I just have to take it as being present with the Boston Celtics, you know, and just going into the year with the mindset of trying to win a championship. Could you be any less committed to the Celtics in that answer than what he was? Tell me, how would there be a way to say you're less committed by saying, flat out, you're not coming back after next year?
This is Brady Gronkowski type stuff. This is where now all of a sudden I'm separating it because I'm worried about me. Yeah, this is what the NBA players do.
Do you think the Celtics are a long-term destination for you? And he says, I got to think about the answer. I'll get back to you. I'm developing and workshopping my answer.
Better pick up the phone and call the other guy in Cleveland.
Okay? It's not a hard question. It's really not that hard. Are you committed to there beyond next year, or is it you're going to test the market in a year? I'm working on my answer.
These comments go up against the Green Teamers that want to go to bat for him and build it around him because he's the long-term answer.
So
he's the young guy, not LeBron James. This one will give you the out. This will give Danny Ainge the out to pick up the phone and call LeBron.
So combine that answer with the report from Mannix going back to last week, and I think, oh my God, the Celtics now have to be worried about Kyrie bolting. This is now a real concern. And how do you not look at that answer, go to the Mannix report, and think the Celtics can't assume that Kyrie Irving is here for the next decade, like all the anti-LeBron people, like Hardy have told us.
Huddle Oklahoma City.
The window with Kyrie. This guy might leave next offseason. He's not even committed to being here.
How'd Oklahoma City think it when Durant was talking about this and the end was inevitably coming and you're going to end up bouncing? He goes to Golden State, gets two titles back to back. What a cheese ball that was.
All right, just make it a case of what's more likely, that Kyrie Irving is here and playing basketball for 6-7 more years or LeBron James. What's the more likely scenario?
Probably Kyrie.
For 6 or 7 years, it's not LeBron James. That's a long time.
You could at least consider that Kyrie Irving would be here playing in his mid-30s.
I think Kyrie Irving's looking at it as, I kind of hold you hostage. You have to pay me. This isn't Isaiah Thomas back up to Brinks truck. Where you're like, well, you really want to build against that little guy, or you want to build it around a premier point guard?
Well, no, he's getting a max deal no matter what. That's not the issue. It's not the money. It's where he wants to play.
It's where he wants to be. He's holding the cards. He is. The thinker.
If it's about the money, he'll stay in Boston because Boston can give him the most money.
The most, right. He could probably film more movies out west. You never know. Uncle Drew 4.
Well, he wants to start a TV network. That's part of that New York Times story, too.
Oh, there's a lot in there that we have not touched on yet. I'm talking just about the basketball stuff right now. Can you bank on him being here? Serious question. Can you know for sure that this guy's going
to
be there?
You want to say yeah. You can't answer that. You want to say yes. I remember the excitement when they got him. Like, oh, finally, they put this thing together.
So, Pete, take LeBron out of the equation.
Yeah.
Does that make you put Kyrie on the table for a different trade?
Yeah. No, okay. Period. Like, now it has to be considered. This is, for the first part, independent of LeBron. I just make the case that we cannot be convinced that Kyrie is a part of some long-term group with the Celtics based on this. He can't even give his answer that he would like to stay. Even if he says, you know, there's so many ways to answer that question. You know, you never know what's going to happen, but I like where we're at. I like my team. I like being in Boston. We'll see where the contract situation goes. He doesn't express any passion for the Celtics there. Any desire to just be with the Celtics. Even just saying he likes the Celtics.
Right.
He couldn't even bring himself to say he likes it.
Yeah, like
I like playing here, so we'll see where it goes.
I'm excited.
All right. I mean, that's a fair answer. You don't have to guarantee you'll be here beyond this year because you don't know. Maybe the Celtics offer him a bad contract. Maybe they don't want to pay him what he's worth. Who knows?
He hasn't had a chance to play with Hayward yet. I mean, Horford's what, 32, 33? What's he going to be in 3 years? What's your window? It's another thing.
I'm starting to feel like the NBA has media training for this so that this summer becomes
this
a
is
huge
like natural.
Drama-filled
this
thing
is natural.
Every summer.
Right, it's like kicking natural thing for these guys. It's the way they answer the questions. Well, I don't know where I envision myself.
It happens every summer. Mm. It's been 3 or 4 years now in a row, every single summer. Ever since the decision by LeBron, this has escalated more and more where all these guys are building up the drama.
Yeah. Here's now also, there's another story that just dropped. B-Rob, Brian Robb, and BostonSportsJournal.com has this. He writes in his story, he has a one-on-one with Kyrie. Despite his optimistic tone about the future in Boston, Irving remains somewhat guarded when asked specifically about the long term. It's encouraging, said Irving, about his time in Boston. For me, it's my job to just stay present. When all that stuff at that time comes, we'll see what happens. It's encouraging? Like, even that feels wishy-washy. Well, yeah, I'm encouraged. You should be. Look at your team that just took LeBron to 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals without its 2 best players. Yeah, I'd say that's encouraging. I'd say you're on the right path. Just give me a little bit of passion that lets you know you're truly invested in it. And I don't think we have that from Kyrie. We'll follow up on this story with your thoughts on it next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Independent of the LeBron James story, I don't think anybody in Boston should be convinced that Kyrie Irving is here beyond 2019. He might be. He may just be, you know, staying guarded for fun. I don't know what he's thinking. He may be trying to drive up his price. I don't know. All I know is his answers are not. He says the team is encouraging. I would say his answers are not encouraging. The opposite of encouraging at this point. Spoke to the New York Times over the weekend following a report from Chris Mannix that the Celtics should have some fear that he will leave after next season. He then spoke with Brian Robb of Boston Sports Journal, and the answer seems the same. He's going to stay in the present. He's not going to at all think about the future, only staying in the present. Dave's in Norton. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Hi.
Given this news, you know, and, you know, hopefully that brings the chance of getting LeBron, that increases the odds of him coming. But what if not, would New Orleans accept the trade, like, for example, Kyrie, Jaylen Brown, and the Sacramento pick for Anthony Davis? And I'll listen to you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you've got answers like this from Kyrie in Boston, he's not committed to signing anywhere. Unless it's a team that he picks and says, I want to go there and re-sign with them, his value as an asset for 1 year is... It's something, but it's not. You're not going to just that in a pick and Brown. I don't know that it'd be enough. If New Orleans wants to trade Anthony Davis and they open it up to the league, do you know the kind of godfather offers they're going to get? It's going to be more than that. It is. So, no, I don't think that's enough to get it done.
Yeah, The Athletic has a story this morning that the Warriors are interested in Anthony Davis.
And what are they willing to give up?
I don't know, but the Warriors
are
trying to get on everybody now.
Yeah. Well, they get LeBron,
they got to get through this difficult time they're going through after the championship.
Well, it's Steve Curry, stressed. Very difficult year for him. Josh in Rhode Island. Hi, Josh.
What's up, guys? What's up, Zo?
What's up?
You know, I don't think after hearing this about Kyrie's side of not committing,
My outlook has a little changed to the fact of I don't think I'd be so nervous he would have leave. Because of the fact we have Jaylen Brown and Tatum. We haven't quite seen Gordon Hayward. He's going to be there. Who knows how we're going to be able to re-sign all of these guys. Kyrie played 8 games at Duke. Can't really stay healthy anyways. So not hearing him not be committed to the squad makes me think of the cons to Kyrie and the pros that we would have without him. And I'm really not too disappointed. I don't want to see him leave. But, you know, looking at it from the other side, from, you know, you don't want to be here. Okay, well, what are we going to lose and what do we have? I'm really not that hurt by it. But, you know, it's the NBA, so we'll see. Thanks, boys.
Okay. Starting to make Josh think differently about Kyrie Irving. I think it also should make you think differently about, can you build around that guy? Can you know that going forward, he's your centerpiece and he's going to be your best? You can't bank on that.
What can you bank on, though? I mean, everybody's up for trade, especially with Danny. Danny's going to continue to take calls on everybody. The scary thing is that you would have to give up, you know, to get a player like an Anthony Davis.
Would you feel bad for Kyrie Irving if he got traded by the Celtics?
No.
Would you feel bad for Gordon Hayward?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree. He came here as a free agent, signed for 4 years. He's locked in. He's committed. He wanted to be here. He chose Boston. Kyrie didn't choose Boston.
Kyrie got traded here.
Boston was the place that wasn't Cleveland to Kyrie.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Even if Al Horford were to get traded right now, even after being here for a few years, I'd sort of feel for him a little bit because he chose Boston.
I don't know. We all think Horford is good and good for the Celtics. And
yeah.
Horford had to happen for these other guys to get there. Like, if you're Kyrie and you've already played with LeBron and company, and you know what they had in Cleveland, you come out and you start working out and you think this is what it is going into the season opener, right? I wonder what he thinks of Hayward as a player and what he thinks of Horford, like if you got him on a truth meter.
I don't know, but all I know is that this is what you get when you don't want to play on a team where someone's better than you.
Yep. Yeah.
That's his line of thinking. He wants to be the man, right?
Yes.
Jason's in Lowell. Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It would suck to see Kyrie leaving, but it was my short thing I wanted to ask you guys. It seems kind of odd to me that Kyrie is saying this now. Do you think that after he heard maybe LeBron is going to be talking to the Celtics, that's why he's talking like this?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think the egos with these guys, they look at it as the me. And you're going to answer questions in that sense. That's why you had the they. I mean, they accomplished it. I had nothing to do with that. I'm not going to kill him for not putting we in there as opposed to they. They did it. He's right. They did it.
No, but he's saying not committing to Boston.
No, I know that. But then you start thinking about, I don't know if I could be here long term. Right.
The Celtics calling LeBron and how there could be a conversation between LeBron and the Celtics this offseason, including Brian Windhorst adding in that, by the way, the Celtics called him in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
They called LeBron. They made a phone call.
I just think Danny would be ahead of this. You know how many discussions he's probably had off the record, like the past, and them in their little Chipotle sessions, and how you liking it? You know,
they had less than a 0%
chance. Talk to me about Cleveland more. Right?
They had a negative percent, if that's possible, chance of getting him 4 years ago. Now they've at least got
seems the most logical for him.
Someone willing to pick up the phone on the other end.
No, seriously, now the Celtics seem like the most logical place for him to land.
Kyle's in Boston. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So if Kyrie fixes his knee and he's playing in a contract year, I think it's like, you know, like baseball or any other sport, players in a contract year are going to perform extremely well. And if he's fully healthy, we're going to be in the championship. So if he's a one-year rental and we get a ring, to me that's totally worth it. If he gets hurt next year, then he's probably going to sign the Supermax with us because he wants to, you know, he's not going to earn a Supermax somewhere else if he only plays, you know, half the games and his knee's a serious issue. I just don't know what you guys think about that.
Well, if he gets hurt and there's issues with the knee, do you want to sign him to that long-term Supermax? No. If the knee can become chronic, I mean, look at Pedroia. They say the knee should be fine. I'm not worried about
it. I want to put a stop to this right now. I don't want to get into the minutia of the NBA and the salary cap and deals.
Right.
You can't sign a Supermax with a team that didn't draft you. So, well, let's just call it a max contract. A max contract.
We'll just call it the most money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, is that good?
Most money's possible.
If he gets hurt, why would you then sign him to a max contract if you're the
Celtics? That makes zero sense.
Why would you do that? because you just think, oh, this guy's a really good player when healthy, but you will have just dealt with two back-to-back seasons when he wasn't healthy. You wouldn't do that. They won't do that. They're smarter than that. You can't get that money anywhere. Right. They're not going to give you that money. Hardy has our headlines. Let's get into the LeBron story and the latest developments on that front. Mm. According to many, the Celtics are actually the best fit for LeBron James. We'll explain next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox are in Baltimore for the first of three tonight. It's the beginning of a 10-game road trip after the Sox lost 2-3 to the White Sox over the weekend, culminating with yesterday's 5-2 loss at Fenway Park. Tonight, Stephen Wright goes to the mound opposite Dylan Bundy. Albert Breer first to report that Julian Edelman's positive test for PEDs was triggered by a substance that wasn't immediately recognizable, but they're working on being able to recognize it. The test was also administered a couple of months ago during the offseason. Patriots into their final rounds of OTAs today, voluntary workouts. Rafael Nadal won his 11th French Open yesterday, extending the record that he already held. He beat Dominic Thiem in straight sets. Dustin Johnson, winner at the St. Jude Classic in the lead-up to the U.S. Open this week, 19 under par for the tournament. He fired a 66 in the final round. Headlines are brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Host your next event at Apex Entertainment Center, 80,000 square feet of pure fun, apexentertainmentcenter.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A lot of stories being written over the weekend about LeBron and the Celtics. That has me excited. Gets my juices going. Not so much about the finals and his hand being broken, but let's talk about him and the possibility of the Celtics. There are some other stories about him possibly teaming up with Chris Paul and going to the Lakers or getting Paul George and him together and doing that whole thing. Brian Windhorst, who we know is very close to the LeBron situation, emphasized in a story over the weekend that anything is possible with LeBron.
Oh.
And that there is nothing truly in place as of right now. In fact, they don't even his camp doesn't even really have a plan, like a good plan in place to how they're going to go about doing this. But that anything is possible. So we like that, right? Okay, anything's possible.
Yeah, because Kevin Garnett said that.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And he's doubled down, tripled down. Did an interview this morning across the street.
Right.
And he's not ruling it out, which I love. Here's what Deadspin wrote. None of the suitors are perfect. The Sixers have plenty of room, but present an awkward combination of talent for a ball-dominant playmaking forward whose perimeter shooting comes and goes. The Lakers are a long way from competing as currently constructed, and we need to add at least one more marquee name. Well, we just named two. That could be that, though. The Rockets could find a way. Sure, but then they'd be pairing LeBron with two of the four most ball-dominant players in the entire world. The Heat are closer to competing than the Lakers, but not by much. The Warriors would have to radically deconstruct a roster that just swept the Cavs. And almost exclusively to keep LeBron from going to Houston. And the Cavs, well, stink. Deadspin writes, measured against those complications, the fact that Kyrie Irving would prefer to not play with the best basketball player in the world is a pretty silly minor concern. So do you get the picture there? All these other teams have issues and complications that are bigger and more problematic than, Kyrie and LeBron didn't want to play with LeBron anymore. That's it. That's the only roadblock in Boston. The neatest fit, it turns out, is the Boston Celtics. Oh, boy. That's what they have on Deadspin, and that's sort of looking at all the different issues that exist in the different landing spots. Meanwhile, the Ringer explains how easy it would be to clear the room to get LeBron James.
Oh, really?
That's what their story focuses on. Their headline, LeBron's terrifyingly plausible path to Boston.
Yeah.
They write, if the King is looking for an ideal situation in both the short and long term, the Celtics can offer him one last chance at a dynasty before his career is over. Yes, really. How about that? Saying LeBron would need to take the same path to Boston that Chris Paul took to Houston. He could opt into the final year of his contract at $35.6 million with Cleveland, and then the Celtics could make a trade with Cleveland for him with a package that is focused around either Hayward or Irving.
Send Irving back.
Irving could go back to Cleveland without LeBron. And that, to me, would seem a lot easier if Kyrie's not committed to you. You say, you know what? I send you back to Cleveland.
Oh,
thanks for the year. We don't feel bad for you because we know you're going to hit the market anyway in a year. You're not committed to what we're doing here. LeBron gets traded here. LeBron plays here for a year. And then you can re-up LeBron.
Go score 35 a night in Cleveland. Send you back. Just shoot. Yeah. Back here. You have to win. Just
or you could
yourself. Get your money.
Make it, as they write, it would be easier, though, if you were to trade Gordon Hayward, who's on the books for $31.2 million next year, than Kyrie, who's at just over 20.
So Cleveland's a team that drafted him, right? Kyrie. So you get traded away. If you get traded back to your original team that drafted you, can you get the Supermax from them?
That's a good question.
Nice question, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you get traded, the contract goes with you.
No, but
no, your original team trades you away. Then they
for Supermax.
Is it back in play?
So. I don't think so.
I feel like that would get wiped out once you play for
someone
else.
It would have
to. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Not that it matters.
What's the intern nodding at?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what his thing is.
Hey, that little special, the Celtics, what station and network do they run that on? Intern, locally? Yeah. He doesn't know. Yeah.
What?
I said NBC Sports Boston.
Attaboy.
He did.
Yeah. Hey,
what channel are the Red Sox on? Do you know what channel the Red Sox are on?
Hold on. Steve Burton, which network does he work for? Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7? Or maybe it's Fox.
NBC 10. Which one? He doesn't know.
He doesn't know who Steve Burton is.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Intern, we're going to give you homework.
Don't blame
you. We're
going to
give you homework.
Yeah.
Where you are going to take an assessment.
We're going to give you 10 local sports questions.
That work in the market.
That I rock.
And where they work.
That I rock would answer better than you.
Well, listen, he wants to do TV sports, so he should just be blind to the whole thing.
No, he shouldn't. No. Actually, it's the opposite. You want to know about who everybody is, what they're doing.
Hold on.
You want to have a good lay of the land.
Time out. Who's Sarah Underwood? Who is she married to? She's a local anchor gal on Fox 25. She's married to somebody in Boston.
He has no idea. No idea. Where'd you find him? UMass is where I found him.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is this for my daughter?
He guessed Felger. He guessed Felger.
He guessed Felger.
Why, you think he's the hottest?
He shook his head yes. Yeah. That's what he shook his head
yeah.
yes to.
Yeah.
My God. Oh, boy. Jake's in North Attleboro. Hi, Jake.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, so a few weeks ago I called in during the Eastern Conference Finals, and I said that I would rather lose to Cleveland in 7 than go to the finals and get swept, and you guys absolutely roasted me. Now if you look across the league, the Celtics are in a better position than Cleveland because they took them to the Game 7 without Kyrie and Gordon, and they look like a stronger team now. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, how would they have not looked like a strong team had they been swept by Golden State?
Because they would have just looked like they weren't even close to anywhere near Golden State.
But that's okay to not look like you're close to Golden State. Why would that have looked bad for them?
Because they would have looked like a JV team going up against them without Gordon and Kyrie.
Yeah, and that's, again, appropriate. It's okay. The team that they lost to looked like a JV team. In those four games.
But they played them strong, and they took Cleveland strong. If they had gone up against Golden State after playing Cleveland, they would have had nothing left.
Okay, I'm never going to agree with your logic, Jake. That is the Brady's better off not going to the Super Bowl than losing it because of Montana going 4-0. It's the same argument. I will never agree with it. It is always better to go as deep as possible. Always. You look better if you knock off LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually look at LeBron James right now, and the way that he has played through these playoffs down the stretch, the efficiency that he's played with, where he's not shooting like Steph Curry 500 times a game, even though Steph Curry broke records, hit 9 3-pointers.
Has the finals at all hurt LeBron? Because he has been given so much credit over the last 2 weeks for taking his team to the finals and being able to overcome everything in the Eastern Conference to get there.
This LeBron James year seems like it's Brady's 06 year where he's done more with less. Remember when Brady took him AFC championship
game?
Yeah,
I remember.
Up 18, ends up losing. Like that was Brady's best year to me. This looks like this is one of LeBron's best years. I know you could argue other ones younger in his prime, where he's totally taking over games and that, but the teams are better.
Hey, today is June 11th, and it's almost lunchtime. You thinking about going to the IHOP?
You know what? No, I'm not. I don't want to go to IHOP because you know what I'm craving right now because summer's here.
Pancakes?
Uh-uh.
What?
A little burger. So I'm like, I want a cheeseburger.
Oh,
a damn good summertime cheeseburger.
What does IHOP mean? They revealed it today. We'll discuss.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened? After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Ooh, pancakes.
Nice job, Jim. Nice job. Took us into the house and served us pancakes.
That is a good one, Jim. Challenge him.
You know who I bet has no idea what that's from? The intern.
The intern has no idea. What a shame. What a shame.
After it was all over, he took us in the house and served us pancakes.
I bet his generation of the kids who are in college now won't even touch that show because it was in standard def.
Yeah.
Oh.
Standard definition.
So even like the watching it now, is it like boxed on the sides?
Yeah, it is.
Ugh. I don't watch it. I wouldn't watch it now if it's boxed like that. Sometimes you'll flip around, you'll see the standard definition comes up on your TV. Tough. You're like, ooh.
It's a tough watch.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was like 02-ish. That was prior to
like Nesson 2.
HD. Yeah. Standard def. Oh, I can't believe it's been that long. I can't believe it's been 15 years since that.
Amazing.
That's Charlie Murphy.
So why are we talking about pancakes?
Because IHOP.
IHOP.
Which is now IHOB.
See, I don't think pancakes are breakfast food anyway.
They followed through. We've gone through this. These idiots followed through. I can't believe whatever marketing genius that's working for them got enough yank within that company to follow through on this plan to go from being IHOP, legendary brand, to IHOB.
It's got
to
be International House of Breakfast, right?
That's what we all assumed. Yeah. And thought, okay, they don't want to be known just for pancakes.
Sure.
They have a lot of breakfast items. Well, let me read from USA Today. Have you ever imagined ordering a burger with a side of pancakes?
No, never.
IHOP has. On Monday, IHOP announced that it was changing its name to IHOB, with the B denoting burgers.
What?
Okay. However. Before we get into I haven't read any more about this. I heard about it. No. I saw it on our feed and everything. I don't believe it. I don't believe they're actually doing this.
They're not. This is a stunt. This is a publicity stunt to draw attention to them.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let Beetle go.
Go, Beetle.
They announced it's not going to be permanent.
See?
Temporary.
See?
Good. Smart.
See?
Smart.
See?
It's a new little. They got a little leaflet they're putting inside the menu. We have these new burgers we want you to try.
For the rest of June and July, burgers are grilling all over America, and IHOP is becoming IHOB. Stop in for one of our international burger tasty treats, like a pizza burger from Italy, a Mexico burger from Mexico, a Hawaiian burger.
Swiss
That's
burger.
Not international, but you know what we're talking about.
Swiss burger, Swiss cheese and mushrooms.
Right.
We got the German burger. We got a little sauerkraut. We got a little Thousand Island.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
I might go there.
Not falling for it.
I will.
I will say, pretty good by them, though.
Everybody's
They've been in the news for a week.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
They've been in the news for a week.
Nobody knew they had burgers before.
We're talking about IHOP.
I knew they had burgers.
Yes, you did.
I had a burger there once.
I knew they had meatloaf and turkey dinners.
When does the pancake bun come out next for the burgers?
That's disgusting.
Now, that's the first smart thing you've said on this show in 6 years.
You know, you laugh.
Good for you.
Just you laugh, though.
Buttermilk pancake bun.
Yes.
You laugh and you think this can never blend? Somebody had the idea to put chicken and waffles together.
I said the other day, I hadn't been to the IHOP that's, 200 yards from the station?
You've never been there.
I've never been there. Now I want to go before we leave here, before we move out of Brighton.
Oh, yeah. We'll go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
So?
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go.
Let's let the equipment cool down for 40 minutes
or
so.
It's running pretty warm.
This one down here?
Yeah, right over here. We're going to go.
Somebody had the idea.
You can walk in this one down here.
Big old pancake breakfast before the show.
It is the biggest mix of people I've ever seen in my life.
Remember the last time we were in there, Zoe?
And that's why it's called the International House of Pancakes.
You guys have gone together over there.
The guy at the table next to us, he was just filthy. He was one of the dirtiest human beings I've ever seen in a public restaurant before. It must have been like an all-you-can-eat pancake deal.
Keep coming. Just give me spoons.
And he went to the bathroom just to make more room.
Right.
And he came back, and he was so pissed at the waitress for clearing his pancakes. It's like, dude, it's all-you-can-eat pancakes. You can just get more. It's like, no, he's like...
Smell like cigarettes.
Animal.
I had his sleeves rolled up.
So good. Here's the thing.
Okay, what's the thing?
Jim Louth back there, piping in, saying how long before they put pancakes as the bun. Somebody had the idea years ago of using the Krispy Kreme donut as a bun for a burger.
That's a thing.
Disgusting.
I've had one, and no, it's not, and how dare you?
I love Krispy Kreme donuts.
I've only seen that at one place.
Do you like
at a Cape
it's
Cod
the best
baseball
donut
game.
Ever.
Yeah. I think I was at YD, like, 3 or 4 years ago, and they were making burgers, and they serve it on a donut.
I had one at a minor league baseball park outside of St. Louis, and they called it the best burger in baseball. And you know what? It is.
I'm sure.
It's a bacon cheeseburger, but instead of a bun, they cut a Krispy Kreme donut in half.
A fresh one?
And that's your bun. Yeah.
So you like
bacon cheeseburgers?
I love them.
Do you like Krispy Kreme donuts?
Love them.
You're going to love this. You're allowed one per lifetime, though, I think.
How did Krispy Kreme not stick around here? I know Dunk's is huge. We love Dunk's.
Because everybody goes to Dunkin' Donuts.
But I mean,
what are you going to
have you ever had a Krispy Kreme donut?
They're delicious, but how often do you really get donuts?
I'd say quite often if you have children. And you're looking to, like, you got somebody over the house and you run into the donut shop to pick up a
But if you're going to get coffee for you, where are you going?
I'm going Dunk.
Right. So as they got donuts there, they'll be fine. Right? As good as the Krispy Kreme donuts might
coffee.
Be. And I like Dunkin' Donuts. Donuts just fine, too. It's not a big enough difference. It's not like you're talking about different steak places. We're talking about donuts here.
Hard to find a bad one.
Right!
Right?
Right!
I mean, everybody has their taste.
Yeah. It's like hard to find bad pizza. Most pizza is good pizza.
Right.
Most.
You have the old Dennis Miller joke.
Now, there are grades of pizza. You might say this is crap pizza compared to the great pizza, but it's still
Papa John's
bad.
So good.
I think it's Dennis Miller. Sex is like pizza. When it's good, it's really good. When it's bad, still pretty good. Mm. And it's pizza.
Right.
It's fine.
Yes. Same thing with donuts. Hard to find a bad donut.
Krispy Kreme have anything other than the Krispy Kreme donuts? Did they have other types of donuts?
Don't have to when you have those.
But you see, I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I want a blueberry cake donut. That's my favorite.
Good
That's
donut.
What I do. That's Dunkin' Donuts. They perfected it. I got it. I'm done. Krispy Kreme, I never had anything from there other than just the standard glazed donut.
Oh, they've got a lot of wild donuts.
Well, I'm not going there.
Well, they all kind of close down around here. They don't
like you want a little slice? Good. You want like premier sliced lemon cake? You know where you're going for it. You want your type of donut? You know where you're going for it. You want the Krispy Kreme donut?
Could you back up 11 seconds, please?
No.
Were you talking about where you go for lemon cake?
Oh, nice piece.
Where do you go?
I'm not saying it, okay? We're not going
to
do this.
First, you got to find a place that makes a good lemon cake.
Right. Right. The key to having a good lemon cake is finding a place that makes a good
lemon cake. I got a real craving for lemon cake. There's only one place in Mongolo. Not a good one. There's crap,
like the lobster
crap
salad.
Lemon cake places.
There's people that like have a specific type of lobster salad they get, and they know where they're going to go get it, which shack they're going to get it from. Because some people put it too mayonnaise-y. Some people put it too buttery. We've had this discussion where you like it cold or hot. You don't want it hot. You want a cold one. You want the bun grilled right way. Oh, right on the sides. You want that New England style bun. Don't bring out another crap brioche bun. No.
Right.
New England style
hot
dog bun.
You want the split hot dog bun.
Split hot dog bun, white on the sides, and a little butter roll on each side, and put it on the grill top.
Mm-hmm.
Crisp it up.
How many of those you eat?
I get a house probably three lobster rolls in those buns, because it's going to be smaller.
Reasonable. Reasonable size.
Mm-hmm. Hungry.
you just ate. Just ate like a half an hour ago.
That was nothing. Appetizer.
That was an appetizer.
All right.
Now he's looking for pancakes or a donut burger.
No, I don't eat pancakes. I'm not a pancake person. They've never liked pancakes. And I can eat anything. We've done this before. We've done it so many
pancakes,
times.
Pancakes? What about waffles?
Pancakes are out. I don't know.
I like a good Belgian waffle, yes. Waffle, you got to put it in the actual iron where you flip it over and see it running
how
down
else do you make a waffle? How else do you make a waffle?
They're smaller ones. Like you could go.
That's in a pancake.
You know, you go Waffle House. It's too thin for me. Like the thin waffle.
Oh, I like the thin
waffle. I like the raised one where you put the butter in it.
How about French toast?
No, not a French toast eater.
What?
Unless you put a piece of cream cheese in between it and it becomes like the French toast sandwich and you put blueberry syrup over it.
What happened to you?
As a child.
The little barefoot country boy from Western PA will only eat French toast if it's got cream cheese and truffle oil shoved in it.
You have it that way once, that's the only way you want it ever again.
No.
Yeah.
Not true.
Mm.
What are those? I looked it up. The places that are all around Pittsburgh, the Eaton Parks.
Eaton Parks are awesome. Get the smiley face cookie. You never had a smile until you had that one. Smiley face.
You never
went
to the
legendary.
Got a few pancakes. The old Eaton Park.
Nope. We go for the buffet of salad bar. Nice salad bar there. Eaton Park's the best. Best money you ever spent.
617-779-090. Julian Edelman. Well, he's still facing a 4-game suspension. Rob Gronkowski nearly traded. We think maybe rumors. We'll try and sort all that out. Coming up after these headlines. No commercials.